This is The Meaning of Mercy, a solo A Star Wars Story fanfic written by Artemis 1000 and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Enfys Nest, Kira, with additional tags for unhealthy relationships, hate to love, mild blood, Nani's made me do it, post-canon. Summary. One day, Enfys will kill her. Unless Kira kills her first. Today is not this day. Today, they are both weakened by sentiment. Author's Notes. Written for 100 Words of Unexpected Mercy prompt. As usual, it turned out a little longer. Kira may be on her knees, her own glowing blades crossed and pressed against her neck. And yet she remains proud, her gaze cool, a hint of disdain to the curl of her lips. She has always looked like this when she knelt before Enfys and made her come undone with her fingers and her cunning tongue. "Do it," she demands. "Let's not waste our time." She had spoken sweetly once, demurred and coaxed, but those days are long since over. The leader of Crimson Dawn does not need to coax. Enfys Nest's freckled nose crinkles, and then her forehead follows suit. Spending most battles hiding underneath a helmet, she never had to hone a sabacc face. Maybe Kira envies her. "What?" she says, and then she yanks the blades back. They leave behind heat in their wake, and the thinnest lines of red carved into Kira's pale throat. "I won't play into your hands." Kira knows better than to move. "You are sentimental." There is a scolding undertone to her voice now. Weakness has never appealed to her, for it is an infectious disease. "I'm not," Enfys snaps, as she slams the blades back into their sheaths at her belt. Both blades and sheaths she has stolen from Kira and made her own. It would have been so poignant to kill her with them. If only she would have the courage to follow through with her threats. "I'm just better than you." "So you will let me live?" Kira stands up, slowly, still graceful though her body aches from their fight. She had not gone down quietly or quickly, but Enfys had gotten lucky. That's what fools did. "You tried to kill me. I won't let it stand." Uncertainty flickers over Enfys' face, and there is a part of Kira which wishes to reach for her and tear into her frowning lips until they bleed bright red. "It wouldn't be the first time." It's the first time she has come so close. The first time that death threats and battles ended up only with Kira's own stolen blades at her throat. No rumpled bed and haphazardly strewn clothing involved to lessen the blow. There can be no excusing it for anything but what it was. Kira's face softens. "You shouldn't spare me," she says, as she reaches up to nudge loosened hairpins back into place. "One of these days, your honor is going to kill you." "One day it will," Enfys agrees, between gritted teeth. "But your lack of honor will kill you first." She gives her one last lingering look before she turns on her heel and walks away. She doesn't turn back. Kira stands in front of the mirror to put her hair back into place and rearrange the collar of her dress until it hides the bruises. She doesn't call security. Maybe this is her showing honor where Enfys had accused her of having none. But deep down, she knows the truth. Sentiment has already infected her. The end. Reader's notes. So I really love the idea of post-canon for Solo. We'll leave Maul out of it. Basically, Enfys and the Cloud Riders are perpetually hitting Crimson Dawn's stashes, whether it's their, like, stash houses or their things that they're moving between planets. They're perpetually hitting the transit points of the Criminal Empire's goods and... basically, it's kind of a cat and mouse Robin Hood. If Robin Hood were flirting with the Sheriff of Nottingham while robbing her blind, kind of a situation. It's fantastic. I love it. I really enjoy this sort of antagonistic. Especially considering how you've got Kira and her, like, silk and sheath knives and the hidden poison blade kind of thing. And then you've got Enfys and her straight up Helmet of Doom and her motorcycle of space, and I love everything about their sort of contrasting dynamics, and it's gorgeous. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.